Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the food mensch, Arthur Schwartz, and he's got news. Hi, Arthur.
Oh, I guess my news is that I'm not going to be here for a few weeks because I'm sailing on the Queen Mary 2 again. Means it was a good experience the last six times I've done this. Yes, it's become home away from home in a way. But this trip, where by the way, it takes a week to get from Brooklyn, which one of the great parts about this is that the ship starts out in Brooklyn, 15 minutes away by cab, and coming home is the same wonderful thing. You know, you come home, and in 15 minutes, you're home home. In any case, we're going the 1 week on the Queen Mary 2, and then we're staying in England for 11 days, just going to two places I'll get to in a minute, and then we're coming back on the Queen Mary 2. So we never get on a plane, which is our goal. In fact, we're lucky. We live in a port city near other port cities, meaning Bayonne, New Jersey is a big cruise port. Manhattan, not so much these days, but apparently the piers are being repaired. I never thought I would get to this stage. Years and years ago, and for many years, I took groups on cruises and on some of the best luxury lines, still luxury lines. And we always used to say cruises are for the newlywed, the overfed, and the nearly dead. I now qualify in two of those categories. I'm hardly a newlywed. But the great thing about going by ship is that you're taken care of. I mean, I don't know what it's like to go on these cruises that accommodate 4 or 5,000 people, but on a good line, you really get very well taken care of, meaning the service is superb. My Queen Mary is not my actual very favorite for this. It's Crystal at this point. I wish Regent came in and out of New York, but I can't seem to find a cruise that does. I must say, I'm not thrilled about cruising. Queen Mary is not a cruise. It starts in New York, it ends in England, there are no stops in between, so it does not qualify as a cruise. It is a transatlantic crossing. And one of the beauties of the ship is that it was built to be across the Atlantic, in the North Atlantic, and be very well balanced. So people say, oh, don't you ever get seasick? You don't even feel like you're moving on this ship, even in a storm. And we've been in bad weather, can't say great storm, but bad weather certainly, crossing the Atlantic, because we've done it so many times now. In fact, this is the first time that we're going to be doing it in the summer, and I think it's going to be somewhat different experience. Now, another thing about going on ship like the Queen Mary 2, or a Crystal ship, or a Regent ship, or Oceania, these are all considered luxury ships, is that they have great what's called enrichment programs. And we like enrichment programs. On the Queen Mary, I have to say, there's sometimes speakers who you never heard of on subjects you never thought you'd be interested in, but they do hire such incredible speakers that you get enthusiastic about the subject. And we've had some really good experiences in that. And there are other things to do on the ship. I mean, there's a lot of things to do on the ship, probably more things than there need to be, but you can take it slow too. There's a section of the ship is very quiet, and people are always in sitting by the windows watching the water go by. Anyway, and reading. Anyway, let's go to the food, which is what I'm here for. You can be overfed if you want to be, but no need to be. You don't have to go to tea every day. Maybe on the Queen Mary 2, you want to do it once because they do a whole production number, literally, with the waiters marching out to music. holding trays aloft, everybody in beautiful white uniforms, and then there are tables all around, and most of the time there's also dancing, so it's like a tea dance, literally. There's some kind of live music. Anyway, the tea is wonderful, I agree, but you don't need to do that every day. Breakfast, I don't go to the breakfast buffet, but I've walked through the breakfast buffet, and it has everything you can imagine. I don't eat that much for breakfast, although some days I want to, but we get room service as well. So you order your breakfast, and it arrives in the morning, whatever hour you tell them to send it. And coffee is good, I have to say that. And the dining room, it depends. So being a British ship, I would say as soon as we get on the ship here in Brooklyn, we are in England. The English vacation starts with the ship. It is very English, including being very class conscious. So the normal cabins eat in what's called the Britannia restaurant. And then there's a subsection of the Britannia. I forget what they call it. Essentially, it's Britannia Plus, which is just, and I sat there once, just, I mean, one trip. And this is just to say the service is a little bit better than it is in Britannia, where I always find them too harried for me to enjoy dinner. They're running, the waiters are running around like crazy. Food's not always great. So that's Britannia. Then there's the Princess Grill, and this is the restaurant or dining room that accommodates the people in a higher level of room, called Princess Grill rooms. And then there's the Queen's Grill, which is the most expensive and most spacious rooms get to eat in this dining room. Now, I have to say I got addicted to the Queen's Grill, and I'm not sure I would enjoy this trip. I was not in the Queen's Grill. I've never stayed in a Princess Grill room, but Bob and I need our space. And the Queen's Grill rooms, or suites as they call them, are very spacious, and you get a lot of perks along with that. And the restaurant is one of the perks. So it's not that we're snobs about this, although maybe we are, but there are things you can get at the Queen's Grill you can't get the other dining room. For instance, Bob, who loves Dover sole, is in heaven because they not only have you can get Dover sole at every meal if you want. Just have to request it the day before. I think tomorrow I'd like to have Dover sole. And they will meuniere at the table, and with my direction, it'll be perfect. Sometimes the waiters don't brown the butter enough. But anyway, they also make a rack of lamb you can have any time. I mean, there are a lot of sort of high-end items that they don't offer every night at the other dining rooms. And the service is great. So, and also, if you're in a Queen's Grill room, you can actually order off the Queen's Grill menu and have it served to you in your room if you don't feel like leaving. There are at nights we don't feel like leaving. Big TV screen with movies. We can do that. Also, the lectures, if you happen to miss a lecture, they put them up on the TV later in the day. So that's the Queen Mary experience. We arrive in Southampton, immediately go to Bath. Bath, we went to Bath 2 years ago, I guess it is, and loved it so much we want to go back. Now, Bath is, in fact, named for the Roman baths that are still in existence in Bath. You can visit them as an archaeological site, which I have, we have. And as people who spent so many years doing archaeology in Italy, they're impressive for their reconstructed beauty. But, you know, it's very, it's green algae water. You don't really want to go in it. But the water is supposedly curative, and that water is also pumped into a municipal bath, which I have never been to, but I think I'm going to do this trip, and also into our hotel pool in the there's a our hotel has a spa, and the spa has this pool. It's also, given my mobility issues, it has a pool that I can easily get into. One thing, I know this because I've been there before, but I've even recently looked at pictures of the pool and was reminded that they have these gentle low-rise steps into the pool, including and a handrail to hold on to. So, Bath is an 18th century town. It was Jane Austen town. It was Pride and Prejudice town. It was high society.
The pump room.
I've eaten at the Pump Room. What do you know
I
about the Pump
remember
Room?
when you did, and we will I will
Let me say the room
query
is
you upon your
memorable.
return.
Whatever I ate is not. I have to say, I do like British food. After all, in my generation, all we heard was how horrible British food was. But in fact, these days, it's not horrible at all. Can't say it's always cooked by Brits. It's often cooked by South Asians, Sri Lankans, Indians. They have taken over the kitchens of a lot, even the British pubs. But I love pub food. By the way, on the Queen Mary, there is a pub on board and has a great lunch. You can get fish and chips at the pub. You can also get a pie of the day, meaning like steak pie, chicken pie, those heavy crusted pies, and other things. Other things, Brit, come at the pie. And pub food can be really high end these days. They call these sort of fashionable, I don't know how else to characterize them, pubs as gastro pubs. And it's all over England. And it could be a place that serves banger and mash, which is bangers are, me, an American, little too bready kind of sausage, but they can be very good and juicy if there's the right amount of fat and meat in them. And mash, of course, is mashed potatoes, and I do love good bangers and mash. There's actually a pub in Bath that's famous for its bangers and mash, so you know I'm going to be there. But the big food item in Bath, interesting, is something called Sally Lunn. You ever heard of Sally Lunn? It's a
Yes.
kind of, you have. Yeah, I think everybody's heard it and wondered what it was. Even it's just such a nice word to say, Sally Lunn. It's actually somebody's name. It's a kind of brioche, in a roll form, bun form, say. And there is a actual restaurant bakery called Sally Lunn, which I missed on my last trip, so I'm gonna be there. But now I read when I'm reading about all this. There's a back and forth of which is better, a Sally Lunn or what's called a bush bun. A Bath bun. A Bath bun is a similar kind of rich roll, a kind of brioche. Often, I read with a sugar cube baked into the middle. So I'm looking forward to that. I think both of them. I would have plain, just with clotted cream, maybe some strawberry jam. These places always have great strawberry jam. And I'm sure an overpriced pot of tea. So that's going to be our little gastronomic venture, Bath. And also Bath, funny, Bath is very, very close to Bristol. And when you read about Bristol, because it's the sort of the home of graffiti art. There's an artist named Banksy who's from Bristol and has basically decorated Bristol with his murals. When you read about Bristol, they say, oh, and take a side trip to Bath. Well, we're doing the opposite. We're going to be in Bath, take a day trip to Bristol, and get maybe a little tour of the street art and have lunch and go back.
You
After
know that
Bath,
Bristol
pardon
is
me?
a huge shipping hub. You know that.
Oh, yes, I do know. No, it's a big
And
town.
Bristol shape. If something was in Bristol shape, it was as good as it could be.
Oh, really?
She
That
spoke about a
expression I
contact.
never heard.
Yeah.
So, do you know about Banksy?
Banksy,
Banksy?
yes, but Banksy had no identity. He was a total. I don't know if you remember the piece. Well, anyway, yes, street artist. Yeah, but the things would just appear, and they've only
Right, and he's never revealed
apparently.
who he is, which I
Yes,
don't
just
understand
recently.
because I also read, and maybe I'm going to be able to watch it before I leave, that there's a documentary about him,
Right.
and that he's in. So,
But many
but he's
years
never
ago,
actually.
and I don't know if you remember this, but there was a Banksy piece that sold at, I think it was Christie's or Sotheby's, one or the other. And the minute that the hammer came down, it shredded itself.
Say that
You'll
again?
enjoy the documentary. Seriously, I'm not making this up. You'll have fun.
No, I mean, I got to find this documentary. Yeah, well, I thought that was a nice little side trip because a Bath, one of the charms of Bath is it's a very walkable city. Even for me, it's flat. I mean, in the center anyway, it's flat. It's the flat center is surrounded by hills, which probably I couldn't do so well. But anyway, after Bath, we're moving on to Brighton, which is back in the direction of Southampton, where the ship leaves from. So we're going to be well poised in Brighton to get to the ship when we come back. But Brighton, I was in Brighton 50 years ago when it was a total dump. Now apparently it's anything but a dump. It's a big, thriving. They call it London by the Sea, in fact. I mean, it's only an hour south of London, so, it's an easy trip for somebody from London to go. And it's also the gay capital of England. In fact, as we speak, I believe Brighton Pride is going on with RuPaul as the Grand Marshal. And there's a lot to see in Brighton, including. The reason I went to Brighton 50 years ago was to see the Royal Palace. Well, it's not really a palace, it's like a summer pavilion. And it was built 18th century in the very hodgepodgey, I consider, Regency style, but it's really something to see. Looks
Was
like
that
an.
Nash,
Nash, what's Nash?
the architect of the pavilion?
Oh, this I don't know. This
Okay.
I'm going to leave to find out when I get there.
All right.
I'm hiring a guide. People say, how do you do all this? Well, if you are willing to pay guides and drivers, it's not hard to do it all. If you have to use a transportation, I mean, public transportation, probably more difficult. But anyway, we're going to be in Brighton for quite a while, for almost a week. But we know people in Brighton, so that'll be nice. And one couple is going to take us out to the countryside wherever. They know where to go. They've lived there all their lives. And then we come back on the Mary, as they say on the Mary.
On the Mary.
On the Mary.
When do you depart?
I depart in 2 weeks.
So we'll have a show
I'll
before
be
you
we
go?
we we we're going to I'm going to be talking to you next week about something other than my trip. But I have to say, I'm enjoying going to England, foreign country where they speak my language more or less. But London doesn't appeal to me nearly as much as the countryside. So last time we did this, we went to the Cotswolds. Interesting. So the Cotswolds, everywhere you look in that part of England, all you see are beautiful green pastures with sheep and stone walls, and it's beautiful. And there's something there is the sheep. There's so many sheep around. You would think there'd be more lamb, but in fact, you gotta really poke around to find some good lamb. And I knew there was something special about Cotswold sheep lamb, but nobody in the Cotswolds had the lamb until I got to Bath. And our hotel has a great restaurant. And I got caught a rack of Cotswolds lamb. And I must say, it was a stronger, let's call it a stronger pasture flavor than you normally get from my lamb. So I like it a lot. I like lamb in general. And if you don't like lamb, England may be a tough place to visit. There's so much
Now,
lamb. Some of the best meat is lamb. Although I have to say, the best steak I ever had, well, the best steak I ever had was from England,
right.
even though I ate it in
Some of the
Ireland.
beef is pretty. Some of the beef is pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. It is amazing. And you wonder, why can't we get this back in the States when we're the beef country? But
Right.
anyway,
And
England, when I first went to England 50 years ago, I wondered why the food wasn't as better than it was. But certainly they had the produce, they had the raw products to make for great food, but nobody knew how to cook it 50 years ago. Now everybody seems to be, everybody's a restaurant critic, so even in England. And people demand, some purity to their about that. In fact, pure food is interesting. That there, are, I know about this only because I've been to Sweden a couple times. Sweden brags that they have the cleanest food because their climate is not conducive to bugs. They don't use insecticides. They just have pure grown food. And a farmer that I met in Ireland told me the same thing about his lamb. By the way, he was a PhD historian who turned to farming, so
right.
he's a smart guy. And he said, lamb is the purest food because we don't grain feed them. They all have to pasture, get their nutrition from the pasture. And so that's a natural meat.
Something else about lamb that I think you'll enjoy is they have a natural anti-venom.
I don't even know what that
So
means.
if they are bitten by a snake, it doesn't. Seriously,
Really?
I was stunned when that piece of.
Well, Ireland has a lot of snakes, as we know. Yeah, didn't St. Patrick, wasn't he like, eat a land of
Yes, he
snakes or
did.
something? Yeah.
He piped the snakes out of Ireland.
That's it. So yeah, so they need a remedy, an antidote. I need to check on my packing. It's not easy to pack for this.
No, I understand.
Yeah, there is
So,
a formal night on the Queen Mary, but we don't partake of it, meaning we don't get all dressed up. You can always go to the buffet for dinner, or have it delivered to your room. But I like the buffet on the formal night because a lot of people parade through, so you get the whole people watching thing without having to get all gussied up. A lot of people like to get gussied up, just that we don't. All right, my dears, have a great week, and I'm still around for at least another week or so.
okay, well, happy packing and thank you for the preview. And we will talk to you next time. This has been Arthur Schwartz, Food Mensch on Robin Hood Radio.